KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off here this morning, taking a look back from over the weekend, there was some district baseball that was on the slate on Saturday for Class 1A and 2A schools, with district finals set to be played. Some of those were not played due to the weather, including the game we intended to have for you on the radio. In Class 1A, District 13, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Lamoni, that game was suspended due to weather there on Saturday, with rainfall moving in through the area throughout that central portion of the state in the evening hours. They will pick that game back up tonight at 5 o'clock. Originally, that had been set for an 11 o'clock resumption. That'll be 5 o'clock here coming up tonight. Lamoni and Martinsdale, St. Mary's in District 13. In District 14, St. Albert picked up a 10-0 shutout over Logan Magnolia. In District 15, that was a game we intended to have on the air for you, as Audubon traveled to Southeast Warren, and that was washed out due to some thunderstorms in the area, and was been rescheduled for tonight at 7 o'clock. As of right now, we do intend to bring you that game. We'll let you know our full exact plans here for you as we adjust the schedule here for you tonight. But Audubon Southeast Warren will meet tonight at 7 o'clock instead of course, Saturday as intended. District 16, same story. It's Woodbine at Coon Rapids Bayard. That was moved from Saturday to tonight at 7 o'clock. Moving on to Class 2A, there was one area game that was moved here to tonight. That was Kemper Catholic at Ogden. That'll be 7 o'clock here this evening. Now instead they're in District 13, as they got that one pushed back due to rainfall there on Saturday as well. Other 2A games on Saturday in District 14, it was Van Meter 15-0 over I-35. In District 15, Underwood was a 6-5 winner over Trainer in 9 innings of play. They went extras there to figure that one out. And District 16 also went a little bit longer as well, as Hinton went to 9 innings to defeat Alta Aurelia 12-11, the final in that ball game. Of course, so winners advancing then to the sub-state final games. And, of course, others that didn't get to play will play those district finals now here tonight. And once again, we mentioned all those ones in 1A and 2A that were moved to tonight. There are, of course, some games that were already on the schedule for tonight in Class 3A and Class 4A. In Class 3A, district finals set for this evening. In District 15, it'll be winners set on the road at Harlan. There at J.J. Jensen Sports Complex. That'll be a 7 o'clock start for that one here this evening between the Huskies and the Cyclones. Harlan was able to knock off Atlantic on Friday in a game you heard here on KJAN. Winterset advanced over with a win over Carroll. In District 16, ADM will be at Dallas Center Grimes. That'll be a 7 o'clock start tonight as well. In Class 4A, sub-state semifinal play this evening, it'll be Indianola on the road at Lewis Central, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start here this evening there in sub-state number 8. The winner of that one will advance to take on Johnston in the sub-state final. So that's a look at your high school baseball notes. Moving on to high school softball, the state softball tournament getting underway today at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. It'll be all the Class 1A and 2A quarterfinal round games and two of the Class 3A quarterfinal games on the slate here today there in Fort Dodge. And it'll start with Class 1A action here later this morning at 11 o'clock. It'll be Collins Maxwell taking on Galen Catholic in the 1-8 seed matchup. At 11:30, the 4 seed Newell Fonda will take on number 5 seeded Linville Sully. At 1 o'clock, the number 2 seed Lisbon will take on the 7 seed Wayne. And at 1:30, the 3 seed Clarksville will take on the 6 seed Bishop Garrigan. The 2A quarterfinals later this afternoon at 3 o'clock, it'll be top-seeded North Lynn taking on the 8-seed Wapello. At 3:30, the 4-seed Mount Air will take on the 5-seed Beckman Catholic. At 5 o'clock, it'll be the 2-seed East Marshall taking on the 7-seed Ogden. And at 5:30, it'll be the 3-seed Central Springs facing off against 6-seeded Alta Aurelia. Then the Class 3A quarterfinals will have two games here tonight. At 7 o'clock, it'll be the top seed Davenport Assumption taking on the 8 seed Algona. And at 7:30, the 4 seed Albia will take on the 5 seed Columbus Catholic. The final two Class 3A quarterfinal games will be played coming up on Tuesday morning, and that will include Trainer in action there tomorrow as well. So that's a look at your state softball schedule here for this Monday. Of course, play going on all week there for that in Fort Dodge. Moving on from high school sports to The Major Leagues game we had for you on the radio during the midday yesterday, utility player Yairo Munoz wants his St. Louis manager to trust that he'll produce in any situation. He banked a lot of trust on Sunday. Munoz celebrated a rare start with a home run and a triple to help the Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-1. Munoz, making his 16th start among 55 games, also singled to finish with three of the six hits for the Cardinals, who improved to 7-3 since the All-Star break. And Munoz said, "I try to prepare myself to come into any situation that manager Mike Schilt puts me in. I try to have a good game so he'll trust me more." His second homer of the season in the ninth off of Raisel Iglesias gave St. Louis an insurance run. And the Reds avoided their ninth shutout loss of the season on Philip Irvin's eighth-inning pinch-hit home run off of Andrew Miller. Carlos Martinez pitched the ninth for his eighth save. Anthony Descalfini struck out a career-high 11 and allowed just one earned run in six innings, but a shaky second was all the Cardinals needed. Four different Cardinals stole bases while St. Louis was scoring two runs in the inning. Tyler O'Neill scored from third on Munoz's one-out bloop single to right over a drawn-in Cincinnati infield. Coming up now for the Cardinals here today, they're set to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, starting a series here for the beginning of the week. The Pirates roughed up right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon for eight hits and four runs in 3 2/3 innings in their last meeting in St. Louis this past Wednesday. And he'll get the start here again today. Right-hander Sonny Gray will take the mound for the Reds. He allowed four hits and eight shutout innings of their 3-0 win over Milwaukee on July 3rd in his last start. Also in Major League Baseball yesterday, it was Colorado, an 8-4 win over the Yankees in interleague action. In the American League, Baltimore 5-0 over Boston. Detroit 4-3 over Toronto in 10 innings. Tampa Bay 4-2 over the White Sox. Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-4. It was Minnesota 7-6 over Oakland. Houston was a 5-3 winner over Texas. And the Angels 9-3 over Seattle. Also in the National League scores, it was Philadelphia 2-1 over Pittsburgh in 11 innings of play. San Diego 5-1 over the Cubs. San Francisco a 3-2 winner over the Mets in 12 innings. Milwaukee 7-4 over Arizona. The Dodgers 9-0 over Miami. And Atlanta was a 7-1 winner over Washington. And at the British Open, the Silver Claret Jug is staying on the Emerald Isle after Shane Lowry captured the first British Open to be held in Northern Ireland since 1951. Lowry endured the worst weather of the tournament, along with the Sunday pressure of a sellout crowd cheering him along to win the final major of the year by six shots at Royal Portrush. And the 32-year-old closed with a 1-over-672. The first time since 1996 the Open champion was over par. Amid rain and strong wind, Lowry began making bogeys in the middle of the round without losing ground as no one from the last 12 groups broke par. Lowry was no worse than three shots ahead all day as he wrapped up his first major championship. Lowry's 15-under total was far better than runner-up Tommy Fleetwood, whose double bogey on 14 left Lowry without a serious challenger. Brooks Koepka just missed becoming the first player to finish in the top three in all four majors during a calendar year. Tony Finau finished third at 7-under, one ahead of Koepka and Lee Westwood. Koepka opened with four straight bogeys and a 74. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.